This is the Sakar Merli of the 22nd of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, give everyone the good news that the deity dynasty is being established. When the world becomes viceless, everything else will be destroyed. Question: when does Ravan curse you? And what is the sign of being cursed? Answer: you receive Ravan's curse when you become body conscious. Souls who are cursed become poverty stricken and vicious. They continue to come down. Now, in order to claim your inheritance from the Father, become soul conscious. Make your vision and attitude pure. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and tells you spiritual children the story of your 84 births. You understand that not everyone takes 84 births. You were worthy of worship deities at the beginning of the Golden Age. At first in Bharat, there was the kingdom of the religion of the worthy of worship deities. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, there must surely have been a dynasty. There would also have been friends and relatives of the royal clan. There would have been subjects too. This is like a story. You remember that it became their kingdom 5,000 years ago. It was the kingdom of deities of the original deity religion in Bharat. The Unlimited Father, who is knowledgeful, sits here and explains this. Of which aspect is this knowledge? People believe that he knows what is inside everyone, that he knows everyone's actions and sinful actions. However, the Father now explains, each soul has received his own part. All souls reside in the supreme abode. Their whole parts are recorded in them. They sit there, ready to go and play their parts on this field of action. You understand that it is the soul who does everything. It is the soul who says that something is sour or that something is salty. It is souls who understand they are now vicious sinners, that they have devilish natures. It is souls who adopt bodies and play their entire parts here on this field of action. Therefore, you should have the faith, I, a soul, am doing everything. We have now met the Father, and we will meet him again after 5,000 years. You understand that souls were worthy of worship, and then became worshippers. That they were pure and then impure. When they are worthy of worship, there cannot be any impure beings. When they are worshippers, there cannot be any pure beings. In the Golden Age, they are pure and worthy of worship. When the kingdom of Ravan begins in the Copper Age, all become impure worshippers. Shiv Baba says, look, Shankaracharya is also my worshipper. He worships me. Some have an image of Shiva made from diamonds, some of gold and some of silver. Worshippers who worship now cannot be called worthy of worship. There cannot be a single worthy of worship person in the whole world at this time. Those who are worthy of worship are pure, and then they become impure. pure ones exist in the new world. Only those who are pure are worshipped. It is just as when a girl is pure, she is worshipped. But when she becomes impure, she has to bow down to everyone. There is so much paraphernalia in worshipping. Whenever you inaugurate a museum or an exhibition, you must definitely write Trimurti Shiva. Beneath that, there is the aim and objective, Lakshmi and Narayan. We are establishing the religion of the worthy of worship deities. There are no other religions there. You can explain this. You are not able to give lectures, etc., at exhibitions. Other arrangements have to be made to explain to them. The main thing is this. We are giving good news to the people of Bharat. We are establishing this kingdom. This deity dynasty used to exist. It doesn't exist anymore. However, it is now being established again, and everything will then be destroyed. When there was the one religion in the Golden Age, none of the innumerable religions existed. It is not possible for all the many religions to become united and become one. They come one after another and continue to grow. The first and original eternal deity religion has disappeared. No one can call himself someone of the original eternal deity religion. This world is called a vicious world. You can tell them, we are giving you the good news that Shiv Baba is establishing a viceless world. We are the children of Prajapita Brahma, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. First of all, we are brothers. Then, when creation takes place, we become brothers and sisters. All of you say, Baba, we have become your children. Therefore, brothers and sisters mustn't have criminal vision. Become pure in this last birth, because only then will you become the masters of that pure world. You know that only the One Father is the bestower of liberation and salvation. This old world will definitely change. A new one is being established. Only God can do that. You children now understand how he creates that new world. This old world also exists. It hasn't finished. Establishment through Brahma has also been shown in the pictures. This is the last of his many births. Brahma doesn't have a partner. There is the adoption of Brahma. You need to explain this with great tact. Shiv Baba enters Brahma and makes us belong to him. It is only when he enters a body that he can say, O soul, you are my child. Souls exist anyway. And then, when the world is being created through Brahma, there are definitely Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Therefore, they are brothers and sisters. Any other type of vision finishes. We are receiving our inheritance of purity from Shiv Baba. We receive a curse from Ravan. When we become soul conscious, we receive our inheritance from the Father. When we become body conscious, we receive a curse from Ravan. By being cursed, we continue to come down. Bharat is now cursed. Who made Barrett so poverty-stricken and vicious? It must have been cursed by someone. This was the curse of Maya, Ravan. People burn an effigy of Ravan every year, and so he must surely be an enemy. Religion is might. We are now becoming those of the deity religion. Baba is the instrument to establish that new religion. He establishes such a powerful religion. We receive strength from Baba and gain victory over the whole world. We receive strength on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and our sins are absolved. So also write about this temptation. We are giving you good news. This religion is being established. It is called heaven. Write this in big letters. Baba advises you, of all the religions, this is the main one. The original eternal deity religion is being established. Prajapita Brahma is also sitting here. We, Prajapita Brahma, Kumars and Kumaris, are carrying out this task by following Srimat. These are not the directions of Brahma. Srimat is that of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, who is the Father of all. Only the Father establishes this one religion and destroys all the other religions. By studying Raj Yoga, you become this. We are also becoming this. We have unlimited renunciation because we know that this old world is going to be burnt. When the physical father has a new home built, his attachment to the old one ends. The father says, this old world is to be destroyed. He is now establishing a new world for you. You are studying for that new world. It is only at this confluence age that there is the destruction of innumerable religions and the establishment of the one religion. There will be war and also natural calamities. When it was their kingdom in that golden age, there were no other religions. Where was everyone else? You have to keep this knowledge in your intellects. It isn't that I don't do any other work when I keep this knowledge in my intellect. I have so many other thoughts. I have to read and write letters, take care of the buildings, etc. But I still continue to remember the Father. How would I be absolved of my sins if I didn't remember Baba? You children have now received this knowledge. You are becoming worthy of worship for half a cycle. For half a cycle you are Tamopritan worshippers. And for half a cycle, you are Satopritan and worthy of worship. Souls become divine by having yoga with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. By having remembrance, souls go from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. Only the One is called the Purifier. As you make further progress, your sound will spread. This knowledge is for those of all religions. Tell them that the Father says, I alone am the purifier. Remember me and you will become pure, and you will then settle all your accounts and return home. If you become confused, you can ask. There are very few people in the Golden Age. Now there are innumerable religions. They will definitely settle their accounts and then become like they used to be. Why should you go into the detail? You know that each soul will play his own part. They all now have to return home, because none of them exist in the Golden Age. The Father comes to establish the one religion and destroy the innumerable religions. The new world is now being established. The Golden Age will then definitely come, and the cycle will definitely turn. There shouldn't be too much thinking about this. The main thing is that you have to become Satipatthana and claim a high status. Kumaris should become busy with this. Parents don't eat from the daughter's income. However, nowadays they have become greedy for everything. So even daughters have to go and earn money. You now understand that you have to become pure and become the masters of that pure world. We are Raj Yogis, and we definitely have to claim our inheritance from the Father. You now belong to the Pandav army. Together with serving yourselves, you must also think about going to show everyone the path. The more service you do, the more elevated the status you will claim will be. If you ask Baba what status you would receive if you were to die in this condition, Baba could instantly tell you. Because you are not doing service, you would take birth in an ordinary home. It would then be difficult for you to take this knowledge, because a small child isn't able to take much knowledge. For instance, if only 2 or 3 years remain, how much would you be able to study? Baba would tell you that you will take birth in the warrior clan. Perhaps you would receive a double crown at the end. You would not be able to experience the full happiness of heaven. Those who serve fully and study will attain the full happiness of heaven, number-wise, according to their efforts. You should be concerned that if you don't become this now, you won't become this every cycle. Each of you can know for yourself how many marks you will pass with. Everyone will come to know it, and then it can only be said to be destined. You will feel sorrow inside you. What happened to me while I'm just sitting here? People even die while just sitting somewhere. This is why the Father says, don't become lazy. Make effort and continue to become pure from impure. Continue to show others the path. Have mercy for your friends and relatives. Even if you can see that someone is unable to stay without vice and continues to eat impure food, continue to explain to him. If he doesn't understand, you must realize that he doesn't belong to your clan. Make effort to benefit your parents' home and your in-laws' home. Don't behave in such a way that others say you are not talking to them or that you have turned your face away from them. No, you have to stay in contact with everyone. You have to benefit everyone. You have to become very merciful. We are going into happiness. Therefore, we have to show others this path. You are sticks for the blind. People sing, you are a stick for the blind. Everyone has eyes, and yet they call out, because they don't have a third eye of this knowledge. Only the One Father shows you the path to peace and happiness. This is now in the intellects of you children. Previously you didn't understand this. People chant so many mantras on the path of devotion. They chant the name of Rama and feed fish, ants, etc. Now you don't need to do anything like that on the path of this knowledge. So many birds die. So many die in just one storm. Natural calamities will come with great force. Rehearsals will continue to take place. Everything is to be destroyed. You are aware inside that you are to go to heaven. There you will have your first class palaces built, just as you had them built in the previous cycle. The same palaces that were built in the previous cycle will be built again. It will enter your intellects at that time. Why should you think about that now? Instead, just stay in remembrance of the Father. Don't forget this pilgrimage of remembrance. Palaces will be built just as they were in the previous cycle. You have to fulfill the responsibility of staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You should remain very happy. We have found the Father, Teacher and Satguru. You should have goose pimples of happiness. You know that you have come here in order to become the masters of the land of immortality. You should have this happiness all the time. Only when you have it here all the time will it remain with you there for 21 births. When you continue to remind many others, your remembrance will also increase. You will then develop that habit. You know that this impure world is to catch fire. Only you Brahmins have the concern of the whole world being destroyed. In the Golden Age, you will not know any of this. It is now the end and you are making effort to have remembrance. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Don't become lazy about making effort to become pure from impure. Have mercy for your friends and relatives and explain to them. Don't just leave them. 2. Don't behave in such a way that others say you have turned your face away from them. Become merciful and benefit everyone. Remove all other thoughts and stay in remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May you be an entertaining wandering yogi, Ramta Yogi, and bring about revelation on the basis of truth, cleanliness and fearlessness. Truth is the basis of God's revelation, and the basis of truth is cleanliness and fearlessness. If there is any type of uncleanliness, that is, if something is lacking in your honesty or cleanliness, or if you are fearful in gaining victory over your own tamaguni sanskars, in harmonizing your sanskars, or to approve your principles on the field of world service, revelation cannot then take place. So imbibe truth and fearlessness and become an entertaining and wandering yogi who is intoxicated with just the one concern. Become an easy Raj yogi and the final revelation will take place easily. Slogan: your unlimited vision and attitude are the basis of unity, so do not be limited. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhe. Becoming bodiless is to be like a wireless set. Becoming viceless is the setting for the wireless set. The slightest trace of any vice will make the wireless set useless. Therefore, from being one who has some bondage of karma, become a karma yogi. Consider yourself to be liberated from all bondages and relate to only the one Father, and you will remain constantly ever ready. Check yourself. Are there any vices hidden within? Om Shanti.